Contractors will be relining sewer pipes for the next 3 months, which means motorists will have to find alternate routes while driving around the community. The contractors plan to perform cured-in-place pipe CIPP sewer lining from May 2 to July 31 at many locations throughout Moose Jaw, including Caribou Street West from 5th Avenue Northwest and Algoma Avenue to 9th Avenue Northwest, 7th Avenue Northwest from Caribou Street West to Saskatchewan Street West, 1st Avenue Northwest from Caribou Street West to mid-block north of Oxford Street West, 2nd Avenue Northeast from Athabasca Street East to Caribou Street East, Athabasca Street East from 2nd Avenue Northeast to 3rd Avenue Northeast, Grandview Street West from 10th Avenue SW to 9th Avenue Southwest, Main Street South to 1st Avenue Southeast, 6th Avenue SE to mid-block to the west, and 8th Avenue Southwest to 9th Avenue Southwest, Main Street South from Lillooet Street East to Grandview Street East, Oxford Street East from Willow Avenue to 4th Avenue Northeast, Wolf Avenue from Saskatchewan Street East to Hall Street East, 6th Avenue Southwest from Lillooet Street West to Iroquois Street West, Iroquois Street West from 6th Avenue Southwest to 5th Avenue Southwest, Coteau Street West from 10th Avenue SW to 11th Avenue SW, 4th Avenue Northeast from Stadacona Street East to Athabasca Street East and Fairford Street East to Ominika Street East, Clifton Avenue from McDonald Street to Oxford Street West. Temporary traffic restrictions will be in place in those areas while inspections and lining occur. The project is expected to finish by Monday, July 31, weather permitting. Residents and businesses affected by this work will receive a notice with information about the lining work. The lining work requires sewer service connections to be sealed off for several hours. If a notice is received, residents and businesses should follow the provided water usage limitations for the outlined period. The city asks all motorists to obey signage and exercise caution in construction zones for everyone's safety.